Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may, above all things, seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So together we affirm our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Today we're going to be thinking about what God is saying to us through the lens of the holy habit of eating together, but also through our mission statement here in St. Margaret's Church, Chipstead. Our purpose is to know and share God's transforming love with one another, with our local community, and the wider world. Last week when I went to the supermarket, I was quite surprised to see just how many of the shelves were pretty bare, if not empty, and how many products were just missing, because of course we're experiencing supply chain issues. And there was one man getting really irate with an employee because his particular brand of beer was missing. And as I drove home, I reflected on how a colleague who lives in Greece has had to flee her home with her family and with very few possessions because of the raging wildfires. She and her family and her wider community are entirely dependent on aid agencies and other communities for water, food, clean clothes and shelter. They don't know what they will have in the future. That's the case for many people around the world. Another colleague who lives in Exeter Diocese has been visiting the Melanesian Islands for years. And each time she goes, the islands are getting smaller or disappearing altogether because of rising sea levels caused by climate change. And then I then reflected on the Syrian children who have lived all their lives with war and hostilities, hunger, fear, and seeing atrocities that even adults shouldn't have to see. Maybe even sometimes having to carry out acts that will haunt them for the rest of their lives. I read on the Disasters Aid Committee website that there are currently 2.7 million displaced people living in northwest Syria. There are 20 million in the Yemen who are living in dire need, and coronavirus is overwhelming them, as it is in so many of the refugee camps or the slum areas around the world. Because for those who are living in very close proximity with little medical care and little food, the variants of coronavirus are devastating. But in some countries, the economic effects of the pandemic could be even more deadly than the virus itself, because millions are being pushed towards famine due to falling incomes and rising food prices. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, the Word, to feed those who were crying out. Help us to hear, mark, and inwardly digest your Word today, so that you may continue your transforming work within us, but also through us in our local community in the wider world. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I honestly think that the times I most enjoy and look back on with a smile are when I've been able to cook and eat meals with my family. And so this summer, when I was able to do so with my children and their partners, my mother and Paul, and my sister and her family, were made even more amazing because of the many months during which I ate alone for every meal, every day, as did so many other people. And you can only truly appreciate how boring and soul-destroying that is if you've eaten alone for many months at a time without reprieve. Eating alone, no matter how much you try to make a meal special, with laying the table nicely, perhaps some flowers, perhaps going to extra trouble with cooking your food, becomes merely a matter of refueling. And yet, we are the lucky ones, because despite the problems in supply we are currently experiencing, we live in a country with free medical care, clean running water, welfare support, and food. Eating together is a time of joy and sharing, laughter and fun, and is something to be savoured and enjoyed. Eating together is so good for us at many different levels. And when we planned this series, we had no idea about the pandemic. Indeed, we'd envisaged this as being a summer of many events involving food and eating together as a church, helping to fulfil our purpose of knowing and sharing God's transforming love with one another. But we also thought that there might be occasions when we could throw invitations out to the local community and so share God's transforming love more widely. As restrictions have been eased, I do hope that you are taking the opportunity of eating together with others in the church, or, because I recognise that many of those who join us online worship and live far away, eating together with those who live near you. And that you're not merely focusing on close friends and church family, but are particularly considering those neighbours who live alone and are starved of company. Perhaps who are running out of food, or just getting really fed up of cooking for themselves. Or perhaps those older couples or young families who haven't been able to see and support or receive the support of wider family. God's transforming love should never be shared merely within the church. As disciples, we have been commissioned to share it more widely, with neither favouritism, discrimination, or prejudice. Jesus, in this account, made breakfast for the disciples who were feeling tired and discouraged, having worked all night for no reward. He freely gave guidance to help them so that they could provide for their own needs and their family's needs, but also for their wider community. That haul of fish provided abundantly, in a far greater extent than they could ever have dreamed of. But Jesus also provided his disciples with food which he had prepared and cooked, and a warm, welcoming fire after a possibly cold night. Do you think that if another boat of weary, disillusioned fishermen had turned up, that they would have been turned away? That a hungry person walking along the edge of the Sea of Galilee wouldn't have been invited to sit around the fire and join them? Jesus, as you might remember in another account of fish and bread, had compassion and miraculously provided. All those around him had to do was to listen, to act in obedience, and to accept what was offered. But they were also given the opportunity to take part and to themselves provide for others. Many in this time are feeling tired and discouraged, anxious and lonely. Inviting people to eat with you is a really good way of supporting and encouraging one another and also building community. I'm really looking forward to our life group social in a few days. But we aren't only called to share food. We've also been commissioned to share the good news about the kingdom of God. A kingdom where all are equally valued and loved. A kingdom where all are invited to come in, even if, as David said a couple of weeks ago, and I quote him, they are smelly, repulsive, untrustworthy, or even dangerous. I like the way he then went on to point out that none of us are trustworthy, and that we Christians can be equally as repulsive, dangerous, and even smelly. We all fail. None of us are without sin, and yet God continues to demonstrate his love, his grace, his mercy to each and every one of us. Good reasons to remind us, as Rachel said in last sermon, not to show favouritism and discrimination or to think ourselves better than others. She also said that we were to mind our butts, our qualifications on who we think is deserving of love or who we consider is worthy of being in the kingdom of God. Eating together, sharing food, time and resources, and enjoying companionship is the best way to build up relationships. Frankl said, my enemy is the person whose story I have not heard. Often we can make up our minds about people and actually then fail to see or hear what they are really like, but hold on to first opinions or the opinions of others and so cast judgment on ourselves. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbours as ourselves and to forgive as we want to be forgiven. As Christians, we are to see what unites us and remember that there is one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Christ said, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Eating together not only nourishes our bodies, it also feeds our spirits and revitalizes us mentally. When was the last time you invited someone to taste and see that the Lord is good? Not merely with words, but through the kind deeds and acts of service you can do that sparks their interest in the different way of life you're living, because you're demonstrating God's transforming love. Here at St. Margaret's, we've also identified that our purpose is to share God's transforming love with the wider world. And as you heard in that short bit of the sermon before the reading, there are so many in the world who are in really dire need for many reasons. The main two being coronavirus and climate change at the moment. God created and sustains us, and he still provides for us. This planet is capable of producing more than enough food for everyone in this world to be well fed. And what a wide variety of tasty foods are provided for us. But as I said, climate warming is raising sea levels, which means that productive land is being reclaimed and its stewards being displaced. Climate change is also causing more and more natural disasters. Floods and droughts, hurricanes and heat waves, which do occur naturally from time to time, but because of human action, are occurring unnaturally frequently, or on a much greater scale than ever before. unless we each actively respond and do what we can to reverse climate change, and also each act to help those in other parts of the world adversely affected by the effects of the affluence of life in the Western world, then we are no better than the characters in the Good Samaritan who walked by on the other side of the road. We might not like to consider it, but our way of life makes us culpable in the suffering of those who are hungry, the thousands who are starving and thirsty and cold and ill and dying. And it's no good us saying that God should do something. He has. He created a world capable of sustaining us all. He created humanity with the brains to solve problems. He sent his Son to teach us and show us how to love not only God but also one another. And he commissioned the church to continue Christ's ministry. Our purpose is to know and share God's transforming love with one another, with our local community, and the wider world. How is God asking you to share his transforming love this week, this month, this year? For whom can you prepare and cook spiritual and real food at this time so that the weary are re-energized, the lonely find companionship, the hungry are fed, the displaced find a home? Let us pray. Father, you've blessed us with so much. We call to mind and give you thanks for the good things we enjoy. In the next few minutes of silence, and through the power of your Holy Spirit, please show us who we should invite to eat with us this week. How we can best support those in need locally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And also how we are best able to show your transforming love to the wider world. Help us not to listen and not hear. Help us not to walk by on the other side, but to respond. We ask this in the name of your Son, who gave his very life for us. Amen.
If you would like, as a mark of discipleship, to make a donation to support the ministry of this church, you are able to do so via our website. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christchurch Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And in a moment of silence, we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our hearts. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants, departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good example, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith. And take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
And so we pray together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, when the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me."
Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this, in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart, by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this, in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.